Okay, so we're just going to relax and breathe. Just breathe slowly and deeply. Remind ourselves that we've set aside a little time to just relax. What a gift it is when we remember that relaxing into well-being is a big part of the job that we're here to do. And so as we relax, we can just wriggle a little bit, maybe stretch something. I always like to stretch my neck and my shoulders and my back and get as comfortable as possible for the next few minutes. And we're going to focus on some quotes from the Abraham Workshop from March 2nd, 2023. And they had a very powerful theme this past workshop on asking yourself, am I a match to what I want? And this is how it unfolded. This is actually five quotes from different places in the workshop where they addressed that question. Abraham said, your work is not to use the law of attraction or try to be the law of attraction. Your work is to understand the law of attraction. Contrast caused the upheaval, which launched the rocket of desire, which landed in this vibrational reality where the box is checked and your inner being is focused on it, and vibrationally it is done. So now your work is simple. Your work is to be a cooperative component, which is to say, don't be a mismatch, be a match. Are you a match to the checked boxes, or are you still a match to the contrast that was the reason for the upheaval? Are you a match to the problem or the solution? The question or the answer? That's your only thing to consider. Yes, one who is connected to this desire, aligned to it, calibrated to it, is more powerful than millions who are not. The power you have is to focus in alignment, and therefore carry your creation all the way to manifested fruition. So that was the first time they addressed it. And then they shortly thereafter went on to say, reach for matching thoughts like, it's a beautiful day, or I'm looking forward to what I'm having for lunch, or I'm looking forward to who I'm having lunch with, or that person is always interesting to talk to, or I'm looking forward to reading this book, or I like what I read in this book, or. There are so many opportunities for easy to find matches. You see, you don't have to match the subject that feels like it's the problem. Just don't let the problem cause you to mismatch what's in your vortex where your inner being is. When you say, I'm just not happy that often, we say you're not a mismatch that often either. You're interested, and that's just as good. You often love, and that's just as good. You often appreciate, and that's just as good. So as you move forward in the next while, let's focus on being a match or not. A match to what? The vortex and all the checked off boxes that got checked off anytime I asked for anything. You don't even have to know what the checked off boxes are. You just have to find something that doesn't pinch when you think about it. So you can ask yourself, how can I be a match to my vortex? Not, how can I fix this situation? What does that mean? How can I feel good right now? What thoughts can I find that feel good? What touchstones did I put in my pocket? What memories do I have? what makes my heart sing. And then toward the end of the workshop, they said, you want to catch yourself in the moments of not being a match. Now, here is a very important point that will serve all of you really well. Be a vibrational match to laughter, to something that's funny, to something that's beautiful, to those magnificent beasts that were in the background. They were talking about the video that they had just shown, and there were several cats playing on a cat tree by the window behind the man who was doing the video. And Abraham said, who could not be a match to that? There they were, completely oblivious to you or the vast audience that just witnessed them, on their tree playing, playfully jockeying for space, not giving any interest whatsoever to this earnest conversation that you were about. The cats were just going along, living life, living happily ever after, demonstrating for you in your background the well-being and freedom and joy that they are having. They are focused on the perfection of their world. Humans don't focus very much on the perfection of your existing world. Most people are not satisfied with what is and eager for more. Most people are dissatisfied with what is and depriving themselves of more. Attention to what is will keep you from letting in anything other than what is. Law of attraction never matches you with things that aren't a match, ever. So your job is to figure out how to be a match. So your job is to figure out how to be a match to what you want. Your job is to figure out how to be a match to what you want. That's your job. Your job is to figure out how to be a match to what you want. I love it when Abraham repeats a point again and again to remind us, this is the point here. Now you have to find a way to be a match. And here's a clue. It feels like contentment or hopefulness or optimism or positive expectation. Feels like belief, feels like enthusiasm, feels like eagerness, feels like happiness and passion, feels like freedom and love and appreciation and joy and knowledge and empowerment, or some version of some of those feelings. So much in your world, you already feel that way about. So focus on those things, even if it's just one or two. Even if it's just one or two. So no doubt you recognize that what is a match feels like the 7-up on the emotional scale. I love that. 7-up is where we want to be. And it's all fizzy and bubbly and clear, like a can of 7-Up. And so contentment is number 7. And as we do this meditation, let's just focus on those 7-Up feelings and see if we can find one or two things in our lives that match that level. So contentment. Abraham has said that satisfaction and peace are also synonyms for contentment. So just take a moment again and breathe deeply and slowly and relax. Just settle back. And when I think of contentment, the easiest way for me is to think about what I enumerate when I count my blessings. What is it in my life that I'm content with? For me, it's my home. It's my kitty cat. There are so many beautiful things. The new roof that got put on my house last year. So many things that bring me contentment. My spiritual communities and my friends, my work, the park. So many things that I just give thanks for all the time when I count my blessings. So just take a moment and remember some things that you feel contented about. Let's focus for a minute, still on number 7, with satisfaction. What are you satisfied with? I had a really good lunch and I'm full and I'm satisfied with what I had. I had a good night's sleep last night and my bed is comfortable. I'm satisfied with that. I got the Abraham material transcribed this morning. I was very satisfied with that. What are you satisfied with today? If you're happily riffing on satisfaction, feel free to stay there, but still on number 7, we could think about peace. What feels peaceful to you? Curling up in a cozy blanket on a cold day feels peaceful to me. Bundling up and walking in the woods on a cold day feels peaceful to me. Relaxing in a hammock on a beautiful warm day feels very peaceful to me. What feels peaceful to you? And so we have the opportunity now to move up from 7 to 6 on the emotional scale. Hopefulness is next. And I associate hopefulness with the wouldn't it be nice if game. Wouldn't it be nice if the weather's really beautiful for the time I'm going to be at the park tomorrow? Wouldn't it be nice if I met someone that just delighted me, a new friend. Wouldn't it be nice if I found myself feeling more energetic as the spring moves forward? I always love the phrase, it's spring and the sap's rising. When I feel like my sap's rising, it always makes me hopeful. So think for a moment about number 6, hopefulness. What could you be hopeful for today? Number 5 is optimistic. What makes you feel optimistic? I feel optimistic when I have something to look forward to. And I have a couple of outings scheduled to see concerts with really good musicians in the next few weeks. And I'm very optimistic that I'm going to have fun when I go to those concerts. And I'm optimistic when I think about all the assistance my inner being gives me in lining up the very best things in life. What makes you feel optimistic? Number 4 is positive expectation and belief. As we're ramping up the emotional scale, finding one or two things, some touchstones that make us a match to all of the checked boxes in our vortex. Positive expectation is next. What can you think of that you have a positive expectation about? What are you looking forward to? That's another looking forward conversation. I'm looking forward to the pool opening Memorial Day weekend. That's always a big milestone in my life. I'm looking forward to swimming laps outside in the sunshine. That always makes me smile. What are you looking forward to that you have positive expectation about? Moving up to number 3 is enthusiasm, eagerness, and happiness. See which of those words resonates particularly with you in this moment. I'm enthusiastic about, I'm eager for, and I feel happy when. And notice what comes to mind. I'm enthusiastic, eager, and happy about the birds at the park. Number two is passion. And people have told me I don't feel much passion. But the way I think about it is that passion is simply enthusiasm with momentum. So if you stick with something you're enthusiastic about for a while, it gets bigger and the energy gets moving faster. And I think most of us are passionate about feeling good, feeling connected, being in alignment. So think about the things that inspire passion in you. Is there something that you just feel eager to do whenever it comes up? It's hard to keep me out of the park on any particular day. I am passionate about taking pictures of birds. What inspires your eagerness enough for you to create momentum with it? The visual I'm getting as we get to number one is the test at the amusement park where you put a hammer down and it goes all the way up to the bell and it goes ding 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 and we're getting to the top and it's going ding 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 and it has a number of different ways to show up as feelings, as joy or knowing or empowerment or freedom or love or appreciation. And one of Abraham's most brilliant teachings is the value of appreciation. So as we finish out this meditation, let's just think of one thing that we adore in our lives that is so easy to appreciate. Something that just makes your heart sing. What do you love? We could play this game for a long time, but our time for this meditation is coming to a close. So I just want to remind everybody that we have this opportunity to make an empowered choice anytime that we feel like it, that we can shift. And the easiest time to shift is in that first moment of negative emotion. So asking yourself the question, am I a match to what I want in this moment, may be helpful for that. So I give thanks for the opportunity to do this together with you all today. It's a joy for me to focus on love and appreciation and to see all the beautiful people who gathered here and let me do this. And so it is.